Informed, not inflamed. Healthcare.
We're exploring medical cost sharing for you as an alternative to the high cost of health insurance. Now, this segment is real important to understand why Liberty HealthShare is so successful, not just for you as an individual, but for the community and the nation. We are reducing medical costs while making people healthy. How do we reduce costs? Well, Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, goes through the process with me. Listen carefully, and you will get why medical costs are so ridiculous, but they don't have to be.
John, the way in which healthcare and the big dollars obviously come from hospital stays. So hospitals, the way in which they bill, it also relates to physicians, is just a checkerboard square across the nation. There is no baseline that determines what a physician's office or a hospital will charge, and it's really it's really a puzzle, particularly to the uninitiated consumer. And they use what is referred to in the industry as a charge master. That simply means the hospital has sat down and decided among themselves what they're going to bill, and they just send out a bill. That's not, interestingly, what they will take to settle that particular service. And so as a community of self-pay patients, we access a process and a system that really creates a baseline that is fair and reasonable. We don't reimburse hospitals and physicians based upon what they bill. We reimburse based upon a fair and reasonable reimbursement rate that the provider accepts at the time that our members show up at their desk. And it represents about a 60% discount off of billed charges. Now, if there were any other industry in the world, just think about this for a moment. If there was any other industry in the world that operated that way, they'd be out of business tomorrow.
Well, and it's go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, when you go and get your car repaired, what's the first thing you do? You look at the bill. There's price transparency. You know what you're going to pay for that new muffler. You check your bill and make sure that it matches what you were informed, and you pay your bill. That doesn't happen in healthcare. Not only do we not know what the bills are going to be, in most cases, because of the third-party pay system, folks don't even see the bill. But that changes when you're a self-pay patient and you're a part of a health-sharing group like Liberty HealthShare.
So as a self-pay patient, you're really an individual as opposed to being somebody lumped into one group. You're an individual. We got many more individuals who are now out on the free market dealing with these medical providers. So that actually helps bring the cost down.
Precisely the case. Oh, it changes the game. As an individual consumer, now you're motivated to look at those costs. You have skin in the game. Your dollars are at stake. And so you're going to ask questions. You're going to be the one deciding whether or not your doctor engages in multiplicity of tests that have no true therapeutic benefit, et cetera. You're going to be in charge of that. It is probably the most powerful consumer force in driving down healthcare costs when you, as an individual self-pay patient, step up to the desk. It changes the whole mindset.
And that right there is the key, because what I try to tell people is you've got to change your thinking. You have got to be in control of your health care. You can't just allow your employer, you can't allow your health insurance company to decide it. You and your doctor have got to be the ones that have to do this. And one of the interesting things, we're doing a story, and you know all about this, in Orlando. A guy has a heart attack. He's a member of Liberty HealthShare. Hospital bills came back to $171,000. But going through the reprocessing with Liberty HealthShare, dropped to $24,000. And because he'd already paid his unshared amount, that $24,000 was paid by the members. Why is it that we can do this, Liberty HealthShare, medical cost sharing, but insurance companies can't?
Well, I would I would say insurance companies do that because they access deep discounts in the marketplace. The problem is the individual consumer, as you so wisely pointed out, is not either privy to it or a party to it or understands it. And so the markup from what happens with a profit-driven corporation, they are billed X, they pay Y, but the consumer, the individual patient, is not party to that process. We change all that here with Liberty HealthShare.
Once you get the concept of being a self-pay patient, you understand how we are expanding the free market in healthcare. There are more people pushing down costs, not just a few employers or insurance companies. Again, medical cost sharing is allowable under the Affordable Care Act, but it is not for everyone. Many of you are comfortable with health insurance as it is. But if you are into your independence and you take responsibility for your own health care, you would be cheating yourself not to join or at least look into this. For more information or to enroll, call this number, 888-616-9443. Also, catch some of my other interviews with Dale Bellis right here. Stay informed, not inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.